Thank you, sir. Good evening. This is December 27th, 2018. Nancy Sorden, Chair, Pacifica National Board, and I'm calling this special emergency meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order. Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron. Terry Grace. Jonathan Alexander. Terry John. I know both of them requested or excused absences. Adriana Castaneve.
Present.
Adriana is present. Chris Corey. I think he requests an excused absence,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Crozier's here. Bill Crozier. Joseph Davis.
I'm here in Houston.
Joseph's here. Catherine Davis. Can't hear you, Catherine. Benito Diaz. Can't hear you, Benito. Jan Goodman. Can't hear you, Jan. William Hirwagon.
Present.
William is present. Sabrina Jacobs. Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer. Can't hear you, Ken. Tony Leon.
Present.
Tony is here. Afia Wangaza. Can't hear you, Afia. Alex Randall. Can't hear you, Alex. Mansour Sabah. Can't hear you, Mansour. Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Nancy is here. Alex Steinberg. Can't hear you, Alex. Carol Travis. Can't hear you, Carol. Tom Voorhees. Can't hear you, Tom. Muscular Washington.
Here.
Muscular's here. Maxie Jackson. Can't hear you, Maxie. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Okay, John Tatum is here. And I know several, quite a few of these people requested accused absences. I forget all of them, but
right.
I see. Okay, well, let me read the names
I'll read off who the accused absences were, and then you can read off who you missed.
Okay.
I have accused absences from Sabrina Jacobs, Jan Goodman, Carol Travis.
Can you go a little slower?
Yeah.
Can you go a little slower?
Okay. I have requests for excused absences from Sabrina Jacobs, Jan Goodman, Carol Travis.
Okay.
Jonathan Alexander.
Okay.
Tom Voorhees.
Okay.
Grace Aaron.
Okay.
Alex Steinberg.
Okay.
Chris Corey.
Okay.
Afia Wangaza.
Okay.
And Mansour Sabah.
Okay. Let me read the names of the others in case any of them are here. Catherine Davis. Still can't hear you, Catherine. Benito Diaz. Can't hear you, Benito. Dwayne Lark. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer. Can't hear you, Ken. Alex Randall. Can't hear you. So we only let me count. We have seven directors present. So we don't even have enough people to excuse absences.
Right.
So we'll have to wait till that for next week.
Right. So we don't have quorum. So we can't
Madam Chair,
vote on anything. So,
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I believe we can ask the parliamentarian, but I believe that even if we don't have quorum, we have the right to go to obviously what we did to make the roll call and select the time for the next meeting. And I think that we need to, we have January 31st, 2019, because it's a 30-day notice that we need to see the new PMB or to see the 2019 PMB. We can do that according to Robert Rule of Orders, right, Mr. Tatum? And we can even discuss, if we, the director decides, we can even discuss, we cannot make motions, but we can even discuss what we have in the agenda tonight.
Mr. Tatum?
Yes. Of the three things that you can do, you can set another meeting. However, the meeting that you set cannot be before the next regular meeting. That's one thing. Number two, you can just adjourn the meeting, period. Three, you can take a recess of any amount of time that the board decides. As far as discussing things, you can do that in the recess. You can discuss anything on the agenda during the recess.
What I'm suggesting, Madam Chair, obviously according to what I believe that I understood and what I understand from before, we can set January 31st, 2019, as the seating of the 2019 PMB members, new PMB, and I think that that is not a problem at all. First of all, because it requires 30 days to be a regular meeting. Second of all, because we are seven of us in this call, I think that we can call that meeting to set the director, to see the 2019 directors. And I believe that doesn't matter why we will call it recess. What we can discuss, I won't discuss in open session, the seven of us can discuss the reason for this meeting. We even if the motions, even if the motion need to be ratified later on, we can be in the on the call. You can read Article 6, Section 5 of our bylaws, and that will tell you that we can do that.
Point of order. Can you hear me, Nancy?
Go ahead. What's the point of order?
Well, this is in violation of the motion that the PMB passed a couple of weeks ago to wait until the new delegates are elected, which should be completed by February, and so that they can elect directors for 2019, and then those new directors will be seated. That will be impossible to do by January 31st. So it'll have to wait another half after that.
So the motion that was passed that you're talking about that is up for rescinding tonight, the motion that particular motion set the date for seating the directors to be in February?
Yes, following... Well, no, it was following the
following the
completion of the delegate elections, and then I believe it said that the we can read it, it's in the agenda. I believe I'm not looking at that right now, but it said that the delegates then would meet in early early March, I believe it was, and elect directors, and they could be seated, you know, I guess by mid March.
Madam Chair? Just 1 second. So the motion said, that the election of non-affiliate directors take place early the following month after the nominations have been sent. Currently, early March, according to the revised timeline. Okay.
Okay. So my point of order was that what Adrian was suggesting would violate that. It's contradictory.
Right. If we set the meeting time, I'm just getting clarification 1 second. So if we set meeting time for that particular task to be at the end of February, it would be in conflict with the motion that was passed on December 13th, which there is a motion to rescind this motion tonight, but we don't have a quorum to vote on it. So
right, if we were
I think
if we're receiving new. Not complete. Finish.
How many times Bill will talk instead of you giving me the floor? May I read the abonado?
He's not finished with the motion, Adriana. Just wait.
Right.
I'm not finished getting clarified on this point, if you don't mind.
So, may I continue? Okay, so it conflicts with that, because if you were to have a meeting in January 31st to seat directors for 2019, you're essentially disenfranchising the new delegates who would be elected, you know, in these current elections. I mean, the most important thing they do every year is elect directors seated. And so, and that was the part that motion covered.
But okay, that's all right. That's not what I wanted to hear. I just wanted to clarify about what was in conflict with Adriana's request to change the, you know, the suggestion that we set a meeting date tonight. That's all. Okay, go ahead, Adriana. Yes. What is the we're dealing with Bill's point of order, okay? That we can't set a meeting date for the end of December, as you suggested, because it would conflict with this motion.
But I said I listened to him.
That was passed December 13th. That's the point of order.
May I answer that?
The rule that you're breaking is you're in conflict with a motion that we passed on December 13th. That I haven't ruled,
Madam Chair. May I
make
my point?
I have not ruled. No, you cannot. You cannot. I haven't made a ruling on Bill's point of order yet. Okay, so I rule that yes, this is in conflict with that motion.
Madam
Chair, now you can debate it.
Yes. May I have the floor, Madam Chair, then?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Article 6, meeting of the Board of Directors, Section 3, quorum and approval, says, in the event quorum is not achieved, roll shall be taken to establish quorum or lack thereof, and minutes shall be produced to reflect the roll call vote. Those present may also schedule the next meeting. I move that we select January 31st, 2019, like the next meeting of the PMB.
We already have a regular meeting scheduled for December 3rd.
Okay, I'm asking, Madam Chair, that is only yours. You put it there, didn't set any reason for that. I just saw
what it's a regular meeting. It's our regular meeting date.
The regular meeting needs 30 days, Madam Chair. You know that. 30 days for a regular meeting. That's why you can put it like in a special meeting, but the next regular meeting couldn't be before January 31st, 2019. That's what I'm trying to explain, Madam Chair.
Oh, okay. All right.
You can put all the special meetings that you want. You can put January 3rd like a special meeting, but January 31st, is the first possibility for a regular meeting.
All right, so we forgot to make a regular meeting for January with 30 days notice. Okay.
That's why I'm asking.
Bill for this act.
Okay, so January 31st. May I finish?
So you want to make January 31st as the regular meeting. Okay.
The next regular meeting is not other option, Madam Chair.
Okay, Madam Chair, this is a parliamentarian. May I speak?
Yes, please do.
There's another problem that we're having. Out of the three things that you can do when you have a quorum, one of them is, and Nancy, you and I have talked about this, is really called an adjourned meeting, a continuation meeting. What H. Vienna is talking about is a brand new meeting. And so that you have to do something with the current meeting that you don't have a form. Set an adjourned meeting, which is a continuation of the present meeting.
So that's the only meeting time you can set when you don't have a quorum, is what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You can't.
Okay.
That most.
So the only thing that we can do is the only thing that we can do is set a continuation meeting for this meeting when we don't have quorum. That's what you're saying. Adriana, I am speaking. You're interrupting, and if you do that, you're out of order, Adriana. You're out of order. You're speaking when you do not have the floor.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm trying to get clarification on what the parliamentarian just said, and you are speaking while someone else is speaking, and you don't have the floor. You haven't been given the floor. What don't you understand about that? Okay, now, so we can only set a meeting time to have a continuation of this meeting.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Now, William,
yes, William.
No, our bylaws say that we can schedule a meeting. So our bylaws override whatever happens to be, whatever Mr. Tatum is reading around.
There's one other thing, Bill, William, and that is, yes, the board can set a meeting, but you have to have a quorum to set a meeting.
No!
Yes, you have to have a quorum to set up.
Read the bylaws. Read the bylaws. Article 6, Section 5. Thank you.
Okay, I will take a look at that.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
May I read from the bylaws that I have in front of me? This is an amendment that was passed December 14, 2015, to add the following paragraph. In the event quorum is not achieved, roll shall be taken to establish quorum or lack thereof, and minutes shall be produced to reflect the roll call vote, period. Those present may also schedule the next meeting. What part of that? You think that is against what we are saying, Mr. Tatum?
I'm saying to you that you can set the next continuation meeting. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not what the bylaw says, sir. Doesn't say continuation meeting. That those present may also schedule the next meeting, period. Not continuation meeting, the next meeting.
But
you don't have a continuation meeting. I'm sorry, sir. But you told us before that if we don't have a meeting, we cannot have a continuation meeting. How can we call a continuation meeting if this is not a meeting because we don't have quorum? The bylaw is very clear. I'm sorry, sir, but the bylaw said the next meeting, period.
I understand,
is the end of the paragraph.
They say there are so many different types of meeting. There's executive session, there's special meeting, there's regular meeting, there's open meeting, there's closed meetings, there are adjourned meetings, and the bylaws do not specify which of the type of meeting you guys can call. So I'm suggesting to you
meeting.
That Robert
next,
says...
Next meeting, sir.
Bill for the stack, and Adriana keeps talking out without being recognized.
Right.
May I be on the stack?
Yes, Bill.
Okay, well, you know, Nancy, the chair's already scheduled a meeting for next Thursday. I don't care whether it was special or regular. The bylaws do allow the chair to call a special meeting at any time. So we can meet then, and then the board can vote and decide when to have the next regular meeting or all the, or set a number, series of regular meetings for the year. That's what usually happens near the beginning of the year, is to set regular meeting dates for the rest of that calendar year. So I don't think we need to do anything tonight. We already have a meeting scheduled for next Thursday that Nancy called, and that can include whatever she wants to put on the agenda. It could include the thing that was going to be on executive session that we weren't ready for tonight. It can include setting the regular meeting dates for the year and any other business that we need to take care of. And we can do that at a special meeting. We just have to add that to the call for the meeting tonight.
Okay, so let's see. So the bylaws are not, it says that those present may also schedule the next meeting.
Nancy, Laura?
Joseph?
Yeah. Point out that, I appreciate that Robert's Rules talks about the continuation meetings, that part of the process, but again, our bylaws override any of the normal procedures. That's our privilege, and we apparently did change it to that procedure, and that's just our bylaws, and that supersedes any of the normal Robert's things, so I wanted to point that out. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this bill again.
One second. Okay, yes, Bill.
Well, it's 45 minutes after the meeting was supposed to take be convened, and we haven't accomplished anything, and I don't think we need to do anything else tonight. So I suggest we adjourn.
So the next meeting, the bylaws says that the next meeting can schedule the next meeting. The next meeting, and it doesn't say that, like Robert says, that it has to be after the next regular meeting. So you can schedule the meeting. Why don't we just go ahead and schedule that meeting?
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Adriana.
Yeah, I was meeting.
I mean, the people that want to schedule the meeting here can schedule a meeting. So let's just do it and say goodnight.
That's what we are saying. I move that. I mean, we can schedule. We don't even need to move it. We schedule the next meeting for January 31st, 2019. That is the next regular meeting. Because, like I said, if not, we cannot discuss the regular meetings need to be scheduled with 30 days in advance. You can put the January 3rd and all that you want in the middle, that's fine, but those are all special meetings. The only option to have a meeting in January is to put it right now.
Well, I think if we want to schedule a regular meeting where we have an agenda that's up for approval and all, the regular meeting, we should do it tonight. We can schedule that. That's fine.
This is Joseph. I'd like to support Adriana's suggestion.
Hi, is there anybody objecting to having a regular meeting on January 31st? When is that? Is that a Thursday?
Bill, point of information, request of information.
Yes.
And this is a regular meeting, not what she was calling for originally, which was for a specific purpose. Is that correct? Okay.
Those are a special meeting. This I'm talking about a regular meeting that need to be scheduled 30 days in advance, Bill.
I just want to clarify. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So, any objections? Okay. The meeting is scheduled, and we don't have anything else to do on this agenda. So, and it has been, we've been on this call for almost an hour, well, 40 minutes. And so we're going to adjourn this meeting now. Any objections?
Adriana?
What do you want, Adriana?
Madam Chair, like I said before, our bylaws and Robert Rule of Order said that we can discuss the issue of this meeting even if we don't have a quorum. That doesn't mean that our decisions need to be later on ratified by the committee.
Right.
Absolutely. But we can discuss this issue.
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Madam Chair, but we disagree. I'm very sorry. We have the
any objections? Are there any objections to? I'm going to adjourn this meeting because our bylaw says roles should be taken. Our bylaw says roles should be taken. The minutes shall be produced. Adriana, you don't have the floor now. Adriana, I'm going to have to mute you if you keep interrupting. I'm reading the bylaw that you just cited. In the event quorum is not achieved, roll shall be taken. To establish a quorum or lack thereof, minutes shall be produced to reflect the roll call. Those present may also schedule the next meeting. Boom, we're done. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.
The parliamentarian told you something.